Maybe it's a great. The third of our sugya is relating to the discussion of Rabbi Chalipin. Just to backtrack for a minute, which is the background to the sugya, the Gemara had a hava mina that Chalipin would be acceptable for Kiddush Kesef. At the end of the day, it's not, and we have a whole exception of why it's not. And we had Rabbi Tam's, the whole pshat and the Gemara about Chalipin Lami Tam Kesef, which created for us a whole second sugya. Now move on to the third of the sugyas, is an observation that Tosfos makes in the bottom of Gimel and Aleph. Tosfos tells us the hava mina of the Gemara was that Chalipin should work, and of course everything is basing ourselves off of Stei Ephron, which would lead us to believe that Stei Ephron could have potentially been bought with Chalipin. Now again, I'm not saying it was. The Torah doesn't describe Kiddin Chalipin. The Torah does describe a Kiddin Kesef. But if we want the comparison to Stei Ephron to be accurate, to really be honest, so then it would appear to us that Stei Ephron would have been a candidate for Kiddin Chalipin. That's the premise that Tosfos works with. That's Tosfos writes in Gimel Amud Aleph. No, we have a problem. Says Tosfos, we don't think that even if you would have wanted to purchase the Ephron with Chalipin, that would have been a viable option. Why not? Because one of the parties involved in the transaction happened to have been not Jewish. His name was Ephron. Okay? If you both were not Jewish, we're not sure about that. We'll find out about that afterwards. But Ephron was sure he was a goy in the Chaladei. Not a drop of Jewish blood in him. So Ephron was a goy, and if he was a goy, so Tosfos raises a red flag, maybe a Kiddin Chalipin doesn't work for a goy. So if that is true, that a Kiddin Chalipin does work for a goy, then the whole Shechanakai and the Gemara falls flat on its face. How could the Gemara think that we're going to derive Kiddin Chalipin from Stei Ephron, just as Stei Ephron was Kesef or Chalipin, so to Kedushin is Kesef or Chalipin? What are you talking about? Stei Ephron couldn't have been purchased through Chalipin because he was a goy. And why is that so dramatic, the Tosfos? Why is that such a terrible thing that Stei Ephron potentially was a goy and therefore couldn't be bought with Chalipin? Could it or could it not? Whoever heard of differences between Jews and goy vis-a-vis the Imamunas? The test tells you, of course, there are differences. Take a look at the Gemara Mechayrus at the beginning of the second parak, where the Gemara speaks about Pashas HaKinyanim, and the Gemara says explicitly that the Kinyanim that work between Jews and goy are radically different than the Kinyanim that work between Jews and Jews. So Tosfos thought in the Kasha that just as those, the Gemara in Bechoras happens not to be talking about Chalipin, it's talking about something else, we'll see that in a little while. But just as the Gemara differentiates between Kinyani Yisrael in contrast to Kinyani Akum, so Tosfos thought that Chalipin probably doesn't work for a guy, because it works for a Jew, so it probably doesn't work for a guy. That's the premise of Tosfos Kasha. If it doesn't work for a guy, then okay, what's the Gemara talking about? How can the Gemara think that we're going to learn out from Stei Ephron? That tells this premise. But again, so Tosfos is working with the assumption that most probably Chalipin doesn't work for a guy, because after all, the Gemara says the Kinyan Israel don't work for goyim. If so, the Gemara is a problem. So Tosfos was so bothered with Akasha, they were so overwhelmed with Akasha, they decided to turn the whole world upside down. And what did they say? That guess what? We have an unbelievable chiddush for you. That Kinyan Chalipin, what? Does work for a guy. It must be that Kiddush Chalipin does work for a guy. Because if Kiddush Chalipin wouldn't have worked for a guy, then Kedushin of Gimel is out of business. So Tosfos, although their initial feeling about Kinyan Chalipin for a guy was it probably shouldn't work based on their reading of the Gemara Maseches Bechayrus, they're forced to revamp that reading of the Gemara to conclude that yes, Kiddush Chalipin does work for a guy. Otherwise, this Gemara wouldn't read straight. That's the shachmat, that's the flaw of Tosfos. Again, we don't know yet what the issue is. We're talking very, very general terms right now. We don't know what the issue is. Should Chalipin, yes or no, work for a guy? We don't know yet. Because we haven't even looked at the Gemara Bechoris yet. I mean, hopefully everyone has, but we together haven't looked at the Gemara Bechoris yet. But we're just taking Tosfos's word for us right now that it must be, based on the conclusion of Gibel, that Chalipin must work for a guy. That's not negotiable, says Tosfos. Not negotiable? Very negotiable. Who disagrees with this thesis? No. Didn't put the Maimon Kermis. No. Didn't put anybody in the Maimon Kermis. No, disagrees. Nobody made the Maimon Kermis. Well, everyone should have figured out themselves. Look in the Maamar Kamos. So the Meiri quotes Yeshem with this. I thought everyone reads every Meiri and every Sugyan. I don't like to give it. So the Meiri quotes Yeshem would disagree with this Taisus. There's no riot from Kedushin of Gimel. The emissaries of the Meiri, Zach one up in the Meiri. Avada, Kirin Chalipin for a guy, forget it. There's no such thing as a Kirin Chalipin for a guy. Everybody who ever learned Becharis knows that there's no such thing as a Kirin Chalipin for a guy. That's impossible. So what's going on in our Gemara? It says the Meiri, come on. The Gemara meant to say that we're going to derive Chalipin from Stay Ephron because Ephron truly could have sold the field of Chalipin to Avravino. Come on. Let's get real, says the Meiri. The Gemara is not talking about which Kenyan they actually used. What did Avram really use? He only used Kesef. If he would have called up with the Shalom and says, Rabbi, I know he would have asked exactly. Who would have asked? Machi Tzedekh, and who would have asked? Shem Haver. He would have called the Shalom, what do I do? I want to buy this field. Can I use the Kenyan Chalipin? So the answer would have been, Ayin Bechayra, Staf Yogimel, you can't use the Kenyan Chalipin. So says the Meiri, the Gemara here is not talking about the intricacies of what Kenyan he actually did or didn't use. The Gemara is just learning out what's the Alfusa, what's the Drasha, what's the comparison, Isha Tawat, to Sada. So just as Sada in theory could be with the Kidin Kasef, in theory could be with the Kidin Chalipin. In this particular case, could it have been with the Kidin Chalipin? No. True, but irrelevant, says the Meiri. The Gemara's comparison, until it failed. At the end of the day, the comparison failed because whatever the answer to why the comparison failed, don't take that comparison so literally that we're learning out Kedusha Isha from Stay Ephron. We're learning out Kedusha from buying fields. That's all we're learning. And if in theory Chalipin could work for buying a field, so too it could work for Kedusha as well. So the intricacy, the details, the fact that Ephron was a goy, that's a true but irrelevant piece of information. That's one suggestion to be able to do. Okay, good. Macabre. The Eidish Lema Meiri says something fascinating. The Eidish Lema says the Meiri. I don't look at this Gemara Maseches Becharis. What is the Gemara Becharis? What's the principle of the Gemara? We're going to talk about hopefully the details of the Gemara in a minute. What's the underlying premise of the Gemara Becharis? That the Kinyani Yisrael are different than the Kinyani Akum. How do we know that? What's the marker for that? We got to wake up. What's the marker? La Misecha. It says the Chumash, Chesim Kolim Kala Amisecha. La Misecha means a fellow Jew. La Misecha, fellow Jew, you sell through A, B, and C. Implied that when you sell to Goyim, you sell through X, Y. That's the Drash La Misecha. So Tosis thought in the Kasha that, just as La Misecha means when you sell to a Jew, so you sell through Chalipin. Well, you sell to a Goy, you can't sell through Chalipin. That was the premise of Tosis Kasha, and they had to revamp the whole world. So it says to me, isn't this a strange din? It's a bizarre halacha that when you sell to a Jew, you sell this way, and when you sell to a Goy, you sell another way. Very, very strange halacha. It says to Meiri, when did this halacha kick in? That the Kinyani Yisrael and the Kinyani Akam all of a sudden part ways. At what point in history did that halacha begin? Did that start with the days of Adam HaRishon? Did that start in the days of Noach? That started the days of Terach? We're getting closer and closer. Did that start the days of Avinu? No. When did that start? At what point in time could we say we went our way down the path of history and the Us Olam went the other path? At what point did that happen? After Kivan Lefnei Har Sinai, Mamish, right? We came to Har Sinai when the Klal Yisrael was in this kachem of Bnei Yisrael. Then they took on the status of Bnei Yisrael. At that point, they were no longer Bnei Noach, so they're Bnei Yisrael. Now the rest of the world becomes Bnei Noach. At that point, Allah kicks in with Am Yisecha. Not only were Klal Yisrael giving Shabbos and Kashrus and Tefillin and Yontif, etc., they were also giving a Parshat Kinyanim, and the Parshat Kinyanim were actually given differently for the Yom HaSa'ilim. Why the Gaon Shom created the world, the mechanism of Dini Mamas that way, I have absolutely no idea. I don't know. If you ask me honestly, I have no idea why there should be such a din. Conceptually, La Misecha, one way of going, another way, I don't understand it, but again, not the first, not the last day, I don't understand. But says the Meiri, one thing I can tell you is that that distinction only makes sense when you have Klal Yisrael. Kodem Matan Torah, so you have Avraham Avinu walking around, quote-unquote, like a Jew. Jewish? Avraham Avinu is the same. He's a Ben Noach who had a Bris Milah. He's a Ben Noach who's a Durach Lesh Zorchim. He's a Ben Noach, who's in four and five kings, and he's close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's doing Akedah. He's doing a lot of nice things. I'm not the Triachma Mavina, but he's not Jewish, he's not the Ben Yisrael yet. The concept of splitting between Bnei Yisrael and Umas HaOilam in terms of Kinyan doesn't make any sense yet. It says in Eri, Kodem Matan Torah, everyone was the same. Kodem Matan Torah, the Pasha Kinyan were universal. So just as apparently there was a Kinyan of Chalip and Kodem Matan Torah, wow. We had enough trouble sending Chalipin back before Megillas Rus. Okay, that we were able to, you know, finagle last week. So the Miri is setting it back in time. Parshas Chalipin, the dinner of Chalipin, that was old as the hills. That goes back to Bris, that goes back to Shevitz Ben Noyach, the Mominus. This was universal Dinah Mominus. So now you want to ask a question, hey, wait a second, if it's Dinah Mominus, it should only be for Jews and not for Goyim. But this is Kodim Matan Torah. Kodim Matan Torah, it's for everybody. After Matan Torah, then it didn't change. After Matan Torah, the Jews get their system of Kinyanim, and the Goyim get the opposite system of Kinyanim. So we're Yerish Parsh Kinyan Chalipin, and the Goyim are left out in the dark. But Kodim Matan Torah, even the Goyim are Kinyan Chalipin. Zakti Miri is Arisha, Zakti Miri Yeshayimim, that's Pshat and Agamar. That if you want to know bottom line, in Toshin I involve, can a Goy buy something with Chalipin? The answer is no. You want to know, can Avram and Ephraim buy and sell with Chalipin? What's the answer? Yeah, absolutely yes, because there was no difference pre-Matan Torah between Jews and Goyim. Interesting answer of the Miri. I don't know, what do you think about this answer? A little fascinating historical hashkafic answer. It's almost a little bit of a throwback. There's a famous Machlekes of Rishonim. At what point did Klai Yisrael become Jewish? Anyone know? Is Machlekes? Strange question. When did Klai Yisrael become Klai Yisrael? At what point did the dinim, you know, there are a lot of dinim that differentiate between Goyim and Jews. When did those dinim kick in? So there's Machlekes, Taisus, and the Ramban and Pashas Emor quotes from the Baliyat Taisus. We don't have this Taisus, but the quotes from the Baliyat Taisus that had the following comment that Pasuk says with the Megadev that his father was a Goy and his mother was Jewish. So the Rashi quotes from Chazal, Allah mentioned his Gaya. So this person whose father was a Goy and his mother was Jewish, Megayer. So what's the obvious kasha? Who's Megayer for? His mother was Jewish. What's he being Megayer for? He was Jewish. The Mishnah says in condition that you follow the mother. So Bali HaTosis, that the Ramban quote said that since he was born Kodem Matan Torah, so Kodem Matan Torah, the din was that to establish Jewishness, you follow patrilineal descent. Because there's a din, the Gemara is later on Masechet Kedushin, that the Umos HaKachar, let's say you have two Goy marry each other. One Goy from Moab marries another Goy from Mitzrayim, whatever. So now I want to know, who are the children? Are the children considered to be descendants of Moab? It says we're descendants of Mitzrayim. How do you determine someone from Amalek marries someone from Yavusi? How do you know who's who? There are dinim that depend upon what nationality of Goyim you belong to. Who determines nationality of Goyim? The Gemara learns that from Sufim, but Umos HaKachar HaZocha. So you follow the man. That din that you follow the mother to determine Jewishness, that's only by Klal Yisrael. So that's Psukim based by Klal Yisrael. That's a Chiddush HaTorah. But by God, you follow the father. So come Tosis and says that at what point in history did that halacha become true? That we switched to following the mother. So Tosis writes that that only happened in Matan Torah. So anything that happened pre-Matan Torah, we were Umasai. We were like Bnei Noach. So pre-Matan Torah, if you wanted to be part of the family of Yaakov Avinu, whatever the ramifications of that were, if you wanted to be part of this Am Hashem and the forming that wasn't yet Kedushas, Kedush 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 Israel, so the Tosis claims that you follow the father because that was like pre-Matan Torah, so it's like any other Umos HaKachar HaZocha. So this fellow whose mother was Jewish, quote unquote, and his father was a Goy, so for him to be part of the Jewish people to be, he had to be Megayah, whatever that meant. He had to become officially part of it. He wasn't just born into it, because his father was a Goy. That's what the Ramban quotes. The Ramban thinks that that's not correct. The Ramban writes that din, that Be'umos HaLachachar HaZochar, applied until Avraham Avinu. Once Avraham Avinu came, so once he had a bris with the Rebbe Shalom, once he was Nichas the bris, so then he already becomes like Kadosh B'Kadoshes Israel, and now the ways of determining Jewishness already kick in following the mother. So anyone who was born post the days of Avraham Avinu, if you wanted to be part of the Jewish people, it only mattered who your mother was, it didn't really matter who your father was, and therefore when the Gemara said, and the Chazal said, the Lamashin is Gaira, it can't mean that. The Lamashin is Gaira, the Rebbe Shalom means something else, but it can't mean the way Tosfos accepted it to be. So that machlok is Tosfos and the Ramban about where do you draw the line? What's considered to be the cutoff point for Kedushas Yisrael? Kedushas Yisrael historically begin at Matan Torah. That's the point of demarcation between Jews and Goyim. What do I say? No, the point of demarcation was already at the time of Avraham Avinu. Was Avraham really the first quote unquote Jew or not? Did Avraham have the status of the Ben Noach of Ben Yisrael? So that Machlekes Rishonim seems to be the issue behind this Meiri as well. And he was willing to say that the item of Kirin Chalipin, the fact that there is a Din L'Dairus, there is a Halacha L'Dairus, that Kirin Chalipin was only given to Jews, not to Goyim, but that Din somehow didn't start yet, the mechanisms, that Din didn't start yet in the days of Avraham Avinu, and therefore you can learn the Gemara Kapshuto that Ephron and Avraham could have used the Kirin Chalipin. They didn't, but they could have used the Kiddush Chalipin, and therefore we could have learned that tradition from it. Kamash Balami don't, for whatever technical reason, the Gemara. So it comes out that there are really three different conclusions you could draw from this Gemara. So the only thing the Gemara tells us is that there was a Havamina, or a Havamina. The whole Havamina is not even true, but the Havamina was that Chalipin should be good for Kiddushin. So one of three things we can conclude. Either like Taisus concludes that Chalipin Konin Ba'akum, and this could be an afkamin ladina, the Dairus, or like the Meiri, the limud was never that chalipin works for a guy. It was just from general kinyanei sada. And the third is that Meiri number two, that chalipin koinen ba'akum kodem matan Torah, but not post matan Torah. So chaps afkamin ladina. This is not just a just a cute, historical discussion. This is the Chapsa Fri Ladino, the Maisa today. Tarshin I involved. I want to buy or sell something from a guy. Is Kiddush Chalipin a viable Kinyan? So Tosfos claims from Agamar, yes. And then he quotes two possibilities. Agamar doesn't indicate anything of that nature. So, yeah.
A couple of questions. First, the way the Meir uses it, not only do the rules change for Jews at Matan Torah, but the rules change
right.
For
right.
Do you see any other?
Well, it's only because this halacha is based on the fact that the kinyani akam are only different, i.e. they're different from the kinyani Yisrael. So that whole halacha of la misecha is an outgrowth of the fact that the Jews changed.
Another question is maybe beyond the topic.
Yeah, okay, why not? I also talk beyond the topic sometimes.
Is, I believe, Cedrus, the last few Shabbat, talked about Hayom HaZen Yesal Ha'am and Hayom HaShem HaMar HaYom and all that.
I mean, the Pesukim do to speak about the fact that this was the last of the brisos that was Nichros. There was a bris at Harsin, and then there was a bris of Arpas Moav. The mice. Is that really true? I mean, the Liyatzin, there wouldn't have been a bris at Arpas Moav. They were still Jewish. They still didn't have a mitzvah, so it's not a matan Torah. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like it's more of a valedictory. I don't know. It sounds like it's more dramatic than really a pure halachic statement. I don't know. Okay. All right. Any other questions about the topic? Yeah.
When the Ramban said we switched to Avraham, that including every other thing, also that only that.
That's what the Ramban doesn't talk about other things, but you get the impression from the Ramban that is the case. I said, all right, we're ready on the topic. We have to talk off the topic a little more. So there's I once said that I think it's the Ramban Mishutasa. The Ramban has this famous kasha about how could Yaakov marry two sisters? And the Gemara says that the others kept the Torah, so how could Yaakov marry two sisters? And the Rabbi gives this famous teretz that was outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Briska Rav said a different teretz to that cash. The Briska Rav said that Yaakov was allowed to marry two sisters because he wasn't married to either of the two sisters. Because the Yisra Vachas Ishto only means when you're married to one. If you're married to Rachel, you can't have relations with Leah. Let's say a person is mezana with Rachel. Well, mezana Rachel, mezana Leah, that's not Yisra Vachas Ishto. It's not a good thing, but that's not Vachas Ishto. It has to be Isha Lachaisa Lasikmes Mamishtach Likuchin. So the Briska Rav said that the Yisra Vachas Ishto didn't make any sense called the Matan Torah because there was no Kedushin called the Matan Torah. Because Kedushin only begins the opening Rambam in Hilchas Ishus. We probably should have read that Rambam at some point and learned ourselves Kedushin this year. The first Rambam of Hilchas Ishus writes that called the Matan Torah, other Pagya Isha B'shochu Bola, Mishin is Kachu, B'Kedushin Yisrael, Nita Lam the Parish of Kedushin. So the Briska Rav says the whole notion of Arayas that come about through Ishus didn't make any sense whatsoever, Kodem Matan Torah. So what do you mean you're going to volunteer to keep Achaz Ishto? You're not volunteering. It's not Achaz Ishto. It's a brisk of art. It's not Achaz Ishto. So you can volunteer to keep Shabbos. You can volunteer to put on film. You can't volunteer to keep something that doesn't exist. So how come the Ramban didn't think of that Torah? How come the Ramban didn't think of that brisk of Torah? So I suggested that maybe the Ramban is a Shittasai. because the Ramban maybe disagrees with that first Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam writes that pre-Matan Torah, the concept of Kedushin didn't make any sense. Even the Avos didn't have Kedushin, because that the Avos could volunteer to keep mitzvahs, but they can't volunteer a chavos, they can't volunteer Kedushin. Let's say a goy would decide he wants to volunteer to have Kedushin. What's he going to volunteer? Those are the mechanics. It doesn't work. It's not Torah-fixed. So the Ramban maybe would disagree with that. Maybe the Ramban would hold on, no, that the Avos could have gotten married derech Kedushin, could have gotten derech. They weren't mechuyev to. The mitzvah of Kiika Chishisha wasn't given to them yet, so they weren't, the Yisrael Losiya Kadesha maybe didn't apply yet, so there was no chiyev to get married, but Luyetsuya, that Kodem Matan Torah, they would want to have a Kedushin, the Chalos Kedushin would make sense, Kodem Matan Torah, because they already have the prerequisite of Kedushin Yisrael. The Brisker Rav seems to be going with the like the Taisvus that pre Matan Torah there was no Kedushin Yisrael. If there's no Kedushin Yisrael, then you can't have Kedushin. Kedushin is an outgrowth of Kedushin Yisrael. The prerequisite for Kedushin is Kedushin Yisrael. So maybe this is all the Ramban should just in response to your question. So it could be that the Ramban really holds that for other, it affects, it impacts another day before. This was not what I was going to talk about here. It's also about King Khalifa there. This is like science fiction here.
Again, the Pasuk says,
I mean that because we're so used to learning kedushin that we think that kicha always means that lashon kedushin. Vahika could just mean that he took her into the tent. You know, he walked her into the tent, and then and afterwards, and they were married. He took her first on a date. It was like a bnei brak style date. It was an inside date, not an outside date. They met for a few minutes, and then shalach to Elisha, and they modeled off to get married. So that's what that's the pashas and the fucking. Okay, for others who say that she was already Mekudeshes there, some who say that Eliezer was already Mekadeshes, he was a Shalech Lekudushin. That's the other Shtil Torah, about love and Bikish Lakos Akol. No one knows that. This is just a free for all today. This is nothing. This is, I'm a little tired, you have 2 days of sleep, so we're all knocked out. Might as well just shoot the breeze. So there's a. It says in the Haggadah, love and Bikish Lakos Akol. Oh, we just said it. Let's go to Pasha. Avram Yavid Avi. What do you mean love and Bikish Lakos Akol? Where was love and Bikish Lakos Akol? Where? What would you try to do? Who's he going to be? Eikos Akol. No. So some say very, very derech drush that Rashi quotes in the Medrash that they try to kill Eliezer. Eliezer was sent when Eliezer said he wants to go back right away. So Love and Basul tried to bump off Eliezer. So Basul got bumped out, and Love and backed out. So he remained alive. So what would have happened if they would have killed Eliezer? What would have been so good? It would have been bad for Eliezer, but what does that have to do with us? So the Gemara says, Masechet Gittin, Masechet Dalet, that if you apply the Kedushin, stam, to be Mekadosh, any woman who he, of his choice, and then the Shaliach dies, so then the Meshalech can never marry anybody else, because you never know who he was Mekadosh, because maybe he was Mekadosh, maybe you're going to marry somebody, it turns out you're marrying the sister of the person who was Mekadosh. So that's what they said there. Tush, love and bikish lachas akol. If he would have succeeded in killing Eliezer, then Yitzchak would have been asked to marry anybody. So then we wouldn't be around. Yitzchak couldn't get married. None of us would be here today. So love and bikish lachas akol. Okay. Cute. So, I don't think that's pshat. Pshat. Okay. Good. Are we ready back to learn condition of Kibble? Okay, good. As I say, get back to that. So Tysus did make a point that the Gemara Bechairis does seem to indicate that the Kinyani Yisrael don't work for a Goyim, and Taisus has to bend over backwards to explain to you why Chalipin is different. So before we get to Taisus bending over backwards, we have to really see what was the problem, what was the source of this whole problem in the first place. Why was Taisus even disturbed? What led Taisus to believe that the Kinyani Akum and Kinyani Yisrael are radically different? So that was the Gemara Bechares Dafi Gimel. Let's see if we can understand that Gemara a little bit better. So before we understand how the Kinyanim are different, we have to understand what the Kinyanim are. What are we talking? What are the ABCs? So it's Chazan for the 15th time already this year. How do you buy Metalflin? So for last time, nobody got it right. How do you buy Metalflin? Minat Torah. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Minat Torah? Most kindness, right? I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Minat Torah, most kindness. Okay, good. That's the ABCs. The Reish Loch HaShomar. Mashiach HaMafresh is Minat Torah. Okay? So that's the Machlaikis in Rav Metzia in the fourth barak. Rabbi Yechanan holds Minat Torah, most kindness. You go to the story by potatoes. Cash. What's the source for the machlokes? Why did Rish Lakish say what he said, and why did Rabbi Yechon say what he said? So the Gemara has a strange question. The Gemara asks the Babatzi, my time with Rish Lakish. What's Rish Lakish's reason? And the Gemara gives a very, very reasonable answer. The Gemara says, Rish Lakish read the Pasuk in Chumash. Chisimku mimka la misecha, okano miyara misecha. What does that phrase mean, miyara misecha? So I thought that Miyad HaMisecha means when you're purchasing something from the hand of your friend, of your brother, the word Miyad HaMisecha is not describing the Derech HaKinyon. The phrase Miyad HaMisecha is describing what is happening. Namely, it used to be your bag of potatoes, and now it's going to be my bag of potatoes. So Rish Lakish said, no, that's not what the pasuk means. What does Miyad HaMisecha mean? Not only it used to be your bag, and now it's my bag, what is Miyad HaMisecha also qualifying? The method of how that happened. How do you pull off that stunt that it used to be your potatoes, now it's my potatoes? The answer is Miyad HaMisecha. There's got to be a handoff. But what is it? What kind of a kid is that there's a handoff Miyad HaMisecha? I hand you the item. So you start to, you walk away with the item. What do we call that in our lashon? Meshicha. Hasbah, Meshicha, Meshicha. It's all the same basic Kinyan. The Mishnah says in Kiddushin that things that are very heavy, so you can't do Meshicha, and you do Mesiri, you just hand over the reins too. Things that are very light, you manage to pick up. Things that are in between, you schlep. It's all the same basic Kinyan. They're just expressions of the notion of Miyad HaMisecha. According to the Shlokish, Kinyan Metalpilin is mentioned in the Pasuk itself. Meshicha went down from Miyad HaMisecha. The B'yechon had gezocht, that what? That most kindness, Minat Torah. Obviously, Rabbi Yechon didn't translate the phrase Miyad this way. He translated Miyad differently. He translated Miyad probably the way we translated Miyad, namely just describing that it used to be yours, now it's mine. It doesn't really refer to the method of acquisition. But where did Rabbi Yechon dig up most from? How did Rabbi Yechon know that most kindness? Why is that the default position? Do we know why? What? What does it say to you? Well, I'm asking you, what is the mocha? What is the mocha? What is the mocha for Yechon? The Vatorma, we paskin. I shouldn't say we. Many of you share a paskin for Yechon. Vatorma's kindness. But where? What's the mocha? We're not immune. So Rashi has a startling statement. Hopefully, we're going to talk about many, many times this year. It's going to come up to us a lot in the hay. Rashi, and we know what Rashi says about Messiah. And Bukhari says the same thing. Rashi says, of course, Vatorma's kindness is a paskin by Pidyon Hekdesh. The Torah says by Hekdesh, that let's say if I machdish this table to the base of Mikdash, and I want to redeem the table, so what method do I do to redeem the table? What do? Biasaf, kesef, chameshes, kesef, ekecha, lava, kamlo. I give money to the gizra, I give money to the treasure of the base of Mikdash, and I give him cash, and he gives me what? Gives me back the table. So that pasuk is referred to as the famous pasuk, v'nosa na kesef, kamlo. That pasuk doesn't exist. There's no such words in Chumash. Nasi kesef v'kamlo. The real pasuk is v'yosef kesef chameshes kesef egcha alav v'kamlo. It's so long. So when the Gemara in the Hay quotes the pasuk, the Gemara just shortens it and makes believe it says v'nosef kesef. There is not. If you look up and down in Chumash, those four words v'nosef kesef, they don't exist. But they exist in our world. But whenever we say the phrase v'nosef kesef v'kamlo, what we're referring to is the pasuk in the end of Parshas V'chakos about pigeon hektish. So everyone didn't say what Rashi just said. Who does a comment about this Rashi? What do you think about this Rashi? Rashi, the makor for buying potatoes from ShopRite, okay, let's say Jewish store, from Grand Essex, buying ShopRite, depending on which store you are, right? Okay, different store, but Grand Essex. You want to buy a bag of potatoes from Grand Essex, so according to Rashi, you walk into the store, and I say, here's the cash, and the owner says to me, how do you know cash works? Because if I would have wanted to be makdish, something to the base of mikdish, and paid it, I would have given cash, so too I could buy your potatoes with cash. So what does Mr. Grand Essex mean? I'm not the base of mikdash. I'm very harsh for stuff. I'm not the base of mikdash. But the potatoes aren't hektish. Isn't that a blunder, Rashi? No, it didn't strike your attention. It couldn't strike your attention if you didn't see it. But assuming you would have seen the Rashi, now that you heard it, doesn't it strike your attention? Good, it does. It strikes my attention also. What do you see from Rashi? Just the aside, just something interesting about pigeon hektish, something that we may not have known before. What do you see about pigeon hektish? If I were to ask you a question. Something is Kaddish, this table is Kaddish to the base of Mikdash. Am I allowed to use it? No, I use it over Me'ila, right? And now the Torah gives us the Parsha Pidyon. What? Pidyon Hektish. Sukkim and Parsha Sukkim, Pidyon Hektish. What type of halach is Pidyon Hektish? Is Pidyon Hektish Issev Heter? Or is Pidyon Hektish Dinim Amris? Who here says the Tefillah every morning, Yiratzon, from the Chuli Berakara? No one says it? The tefillah about before learning when you go to the base Spanish in the morning. So it says Torah is divided up to the Zisim Heter and the Dinim Amunus. So I want to know, what is it? What are we learning now? Is this Didimamanis? So I would have thought, hekdesh, it's a davar asabano. The way to be mocked in Israel and us to give money to the basic mix, to be placed, like Baisha Shay, to be placed there. So what did Rashi just tell you? Rashi just told you a mouthful. Rashi told you a piece of gold, a diamond deal. What did Rashi just tell you? That when you pay this something from Hekdesh, what's happening is not really a Sibhatah. If it would be a Sibhatah, then there would be no comparison to you there to what? To buying potatoes from Grand Essex. What's happening when you pay the Hekdesh is that you are what? You are buying, you heard me, you are purchasing, you heard me, purchasing the Hekdesh back. It now belongs to Mr. Hekdesh, and now when I give the money to Mr. Hekdesh, it belongs to me. But what happened to the Isser? How did the Isser disappear? What's the answer? The Isser is only an outgrowth of it belonging to Hekdesh. Once it no longer belongs to Hekdesh, remember, it's Mutta Bahano. Well, if I would have stopped you 5 minutes ago and asked you, is that what Pidyon Hekdesh is? You would have said, I'm crazy. That's not Pidyon Hekdesh is. Pidyon Hekdesh, I would have said, is a religious act. It's a spiritual thing that the holiness goes from the table onto the cash, and therefore the spiritual characteristics go up and change. Wow. Other ones have Yainim, and you know, guys that are Yechudim, and Akar Zachin. You guys are telling me wild stuff. And Rashi looked at the same Pidyon Hekdesh, and he said, this is the most boring thing in the world. There's nothing holy, nothing special going on. You go to buy bigger potatoes, man. After me, you buy potatoes from John, you buy potatoes from the bench. It's all the same thing. It's buying potatoes. That's what Rashi just said. If Rashi wouldn't have said that, if Rashi wouldn't have understood Pidyon Hekdesh like that, this would have been a terrible makor for Kinyan Kesef. So this is an eye-opener, this Rashi. I want you to don't forget the Rashi. Put it in the back burner till Daf Hei. Reb Chaim discovered that Rashi. No, it wasn't the first one. Others discovered it also. Reb Chaim, Reb Bechoran. We got a lot of work to do when we get to Daf Hei about Pidyon Hekdesh. Hang in there. So at least we have one makor that most kindness. Many of the Rishayim say the whole thing is not true. Many of the Rishayim say, wow, that's the makor. Hegit mehektish miyafinan. You think the Pidyon Hekdesh is just dollars and cents of buying potatoes? What? Much more than that. So that's not the makor. Okay, good. So it's not the makor. Easy to knock down Rashi's makor. So give me another makor, no? I'm looking, I'm searching for a makor. We can't even begin to discuss this taisus unless we understand what the ABCs of Kedot B'Talflin are. In case you haven't figured out yet, this year we're learning Kinyanim. Right? We're learning a lot about different Kinyanim. Okay, we're going to become hopefully experts and proficient in all the halachs of Kinyanim as it relates to Kol Derech Ula. So we're well on our way. No? What? Karka. What do you think about that? You know, we know there's a din of Kinyan Kesef and Karka, but can we jump from Karka to Metatolin? I don't know. One's a piece of land, one's a bag of potatoes. I don't know. I'm not sure I can jump so fast. Anything else you could purchase with kesef? That's a given. We know that. And something for sure I can buy with kesef. We've talked about it already. Evid Ivri. We mentioned Evid Ivri once or twice already. You buy an Evid Ivri with kesef, right? That's not a question. How do you know that? Kesef because also, right? Did we talk about this? First thing, you should have kesef with kesef, right? We spoke about this. You can buy an Evid Ivri with kesef. So listen to the following. Madoch, he can buy the guy's body with kesef. He can't buy his potatoes with kesef. What do we call that? Oh, come on, even though we didn't say Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, come on, at least Rabbi Shmuel Haimeh. Did anybody have anything today? Did anyone say slichas today? Anyone do anything? Guys are meich, everyone's meich. Come on, just kidding today. You can buy his body with kesef. You can't buy his lousy bag of potatoes with kesef. Come on. So the Gemara Taka has such a kavachay beginning of the second bag of bechayrus. So the Rif quotes that kavachay and says, yeah, it's the mokor. That's how you know kesef is kinyan. So again, so most kinyanis, we know it's deraisa. We're not sure from where. So Rashi says it's learned out from Hekdesh. The Rif says it's learned out from Ivri. Any other possibility? Any other idea? What else could it possibly be learned out from? Have any idea? Kind of throw out again. Maisa Shani, and Maisa Shani is very close to the Hekdesh model. I'm going to rephrase that question. Rather than saying, from where do we learn it? Leave out the word, from where do we learn it? How do we know it? How do we know that you can buy things with kesef? Dr. Berman says the following. You know, it's a very strange Gemara, but it's a really, really strange Gemara. If you take a look, get a chance, take a look at the Gemara Baba Tzvi again. The Gemara talks about Chalekes Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish. Rabbi Yechon and Vatari Mel's Kainis, Mishlokisha, Mashiach Mephesh Vatari. By time with the Rishlokish, you have a call, Kanabi Arabi Secha. Then the Gemara goes on its merry way. What's missing at the Gemara? My time with Rabbi Yechon, Minon with Rabbi Yechon. What is the Gemara asking Rabbi Yechon? If Rashi's right that Rabbi Yechon needed a Mocher also, and it's such a creative Mocher between you and me, Rabbi Yechon's Mocher is much more creative than Mishlokish's Mocher. Between you and me, the riffs, Kavachayim, Eved Ivri, that's a whopper of a lakar. These are real, but this is a juicy topic. This should have warranted a Menahan Emili question. And the Gemara's silent. The Gemara says, hey, Rish Lakish, what are you talking about? What's your source? Rish Lakish gave a source. The Gemara goes on and continues his merry way talking about Me'ila for two blot. What happened to Rabbi Menahan Emili? When you see a Gemara like this, you have to, it's like Reb Chaim used to say, you have to medayek what the Rambam doesn't say as much as what he does say. You have to medayek what the Gemara doesn't say as much as what it does say. Why didn't the Gemara ask Menahan Emili? What's the answer? Zevun Fendodat Awat? There is no mocha for Rabbi Yechon. You don't need a mocha for Rabbi Yechon. It's so poshut, you don't need a mocha. Why is it so poshut? If it's so poshut, you need a mocha, that's another way of saying it's a svara. What's the svara? What is the Torah? How does the Torah describe Parshat Kinyanim? What, you know, I keep on telling you, there's Parshat Kinyanim in the Torah. And anyone who would challenge me, Rebbe, what are you talking about? There's no Parshat Kinyanim in the Torah. There's no Parshat Kinyanim. Vaydav Hashem Vashalema, Kesef, Mashiach, Chalik. Where's the Parshat Kinyanim? Where is this phantom Parshat Kinyanim that I made up? What does it say in Parshat Bahar? The Torah describes the reality of buying and selling. It's not that Vaydav Hashem Vashalema or the Torah is actually telling me how to buy and sell. What's the purpose of that pasuk? What's the goal of that pasuk? To get to what? To get to the next point. What's the next point? The issue of Onah. The thrust, the goal of those pasuk and Parshas Bahar to tell me, when you buy and sell, make sure not to cheat the guy, make sure not to rip the guy off, not to overcharge, not to undercharge, etc. The goal is to get to the point of what? To get to the point of Onah. In passing, the Torah introduces to us by saying, oh, by the way, before we could tell you the issue of Onah, you can't just say, in the following case of Kinyanim, of Mechiras, this Isser now exists. Wait, hold on. So we know that the Torah accepts the concept of Mechira. Mechiras in Kinyanim is a Torah, it's a concept the Torah addresses, the Torah relates to. It's not just the Torah is not speaking to a common society, no one's buying anything, no one's selling anything. The Torah is addressing a reality of people buying and selling things. Harai, the Torah accepts that reality. There are dinim that apply in cases of Mechiras and Kinyanim. The Torah just doesn't spell out us how to go about doing those Kinyanim. The Torah just is very, very vague. So that's where the Teshuva Pe kicks in. So that's where Rashi says, the Torah didn't have to bother explaining to me how to buy and sell potatoes because it already tells in Parshat Chos that anybody with a little bit of creativity could figure out, well, if you buy potatoes from the base, make this with kesef, you probably buy from ShopRite with kesef also. And the Rib says, well, anyone could figure out with a little bit of creativity, well, if you buy an Eved Ivri, so then Kavachayim, you could probably buy potatoes also. Comes the Ramban in Bava Metzia and says, no, neither Mokor is correct. Hektish is not a good model. Pidyon Hektish is not Tidyon Kesef. Eved Ivri is different. You can't learn from Eved Ivri. What is the ultimate Mokor, says the Ramban? There is no Mokor. So what does the Torah mean when it says, V'chisim mimkrum ramisecha, says the Ramban? Kederach ha-kinyonim. The way normal people, if you show it to a non-Mokor, ask him to translate the question. V'chisim kurum mimkrum ramisecha. Show him that pasuk and ask him the following question. How do you do that, the Chisimkra? What method do you use to buy and sell? The guy will look at you like you're out of your mind. Mamish, out of your mind. What method do you use to buy and sell? What's the answer? You go to a store and you give money for the potatoes and you own the potatoes. So says the Ramban, guess what? That guy, the Nine Yeshiva Bach, is right. That is the Kavanas HaTorah. If the Torah meant anything else, it would have said, V'chisimku mimka yedei kesef, V'chisimku mimka yedei yisada. The Torah never told us how to go about doing it. So the answer is, it didn't tell us because there is no other method. The method is, by default, what kederach ha-kinyonim is. Derech ha-kinyonim is like yedei kesef. That is the mokah from the Torah, most kindness. That's all quiet an eye-opener for Ramban. But in terms of, I don't know machriya between the Rishayim, but between me and you, in terms of the Gemara, fits in beautifully, because the Gemara never pressed, that's benani mili, according to Rabbi Yechon. So whatever the source is, there's definitely a din in the Torah. There's no question this is a din in the Torah. We'll use the phrase vatar, can't get more derisive than that. It's either hektish of ivri or stam, kiderech, hakinyonim, ha'ikas. So it's with this background, and now the Gemara makes a total flip. Comes the Gemara and says, b'medurim, that any of this sugya applies. Okay, you will go. The parsha kiddush we made up. When does this parsha apply? Either Rabbi Yochanan's reading of the psukim or Rabbi Shlach's reading of the psukim. This is only true. All of this entire discussion is governed by one word. What's the one magic word? La'amisecha. Between two Jews, because the Torah introduces parsha kiddush with v'chisimkul mimkul amisecha okana mi'amisecha, implying that if both parties are not amisecha, if one of them is a goy, then everything is different. That everything we have here is wrong. None of this applies. So now, I come with the following question. I want to go and buy a bag of potatoes. I need give me a good Gershon Inn. Real. A Gershon store. John's. Give me a good Gershon store. Come on. You guys would be surprised if stores are Jewish. It's not so simple. Wendy's. You buy potatoes in Wendy's? Chris's. Let's say I'm one of the potatoes here. Come on. What?
Liberata.
Okay. Do you buy potatoes there? No. What do you buy there? Nothing. I'm not saying you. I'm saying what would a person
buy? You buy
so you could buy potatoes there.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, let's make it something a little bit more, you know, let's say you buy, what's those things that like to eat? Not the bananas, the unlimited bananas. Plantains. Okay. So you want to go buy plantains, right? Yeah. Okay? So you probably buy them in Liberatas, right? Okay. So I go up to him and ask Mr. Liberata, I want to buy a plantains, okay? So we're standing there and trying to figure out, I'm scratching my head, learning about Mitzvah, the four bedrooms, what kinyan do I make? So I remember this, Gemara Becharis, because I bought the book, Rishis Kohes, I remember this, somewhere in the back of my mind there's a book about Becharis that says that whatever I do between a Jew, whatever I wanted to do when I went to Grand Nessus, I can't do in Liberatas. I got to do something different. I remember to think backwards, but I have to think upside down. So what do I do? So what would I do? I'm in Liberatos, and I know that I can't go with this model. I crossed it out because Liberatos not Amisecha. So what do I do? What would you do if you were in this predicament? Trying to buy the same potatoes you just bought from Grand Essex. And you know what? You know how to do that. So what would you do? Anyone tell the Gemara Mechira says something startling? Gemara says, well, whatever you would have done for Grand Essex doesn't work. If you used to be a Rabbi Yochanan man, now put on which hat? Now become a Reish Lakish man. And if you used to be a Reish Lakish man, now you become a Rabbi Yochanan man. Because after all, the Kayam Hashanema La Misecha. What are the Gemara talking about? I understand what Misecha means. I'm a Kabbalah Misecha. Misecha means that the Parshas Kiddushin are not the same. The Jews and Greeks, they're just different. I don't understand why it should be, but I understand. The Rosh Hashanah Kizot, I understand. So to tell me that the Parshas Kiddushin of the Jews don't work for Goyim, I understand. But where in the world do we all of a sudden fall back on somebody else's Parshas Kiddushin? What does Rabbi Yechon say? Don't buy the potatoes from Morado using my mouse, but use my colleague's Mashiach. Rabbi Shlokh says, don't do Mashiach, do mouse. Where did that come from? What kind of luch is that? To make matters worse, I don't understand. Rabbi Yechon is sitting around looking at the Pesukim, and the word B'chisim Kuril, the word Kanami Mashiach, means most to him, either through the vehicle of Hekdesh, to have an Ivri, whichever of the three Rishonim, Rabbi Yechon figured out that the Kavanah Satorah, the Chisim Kuril Milchon Amisecha, is most. And all of a sudden, Amisecha breaks down, there's a goy here, not a Jew. All of a sudden, don't do Kiryan Kasev, do Kiryan Mashiach. What's my kasha? Don't do Kiryan Kasev, because it's not Amisecha, do Kiryan Mashiach. I got another suggestion. Don't do Kiryan Kasev, because that's a Jewish Kiryan. Stand on your head. Don't do Kinyan Kesef, do jumping jacks. And that'll buy you the potatoes. What am I asking, everybody saying? doing Mashiach according to Rabbi Yochanan is standing on the head and doing jumping jacks. It's not a Kenyan. Mashiach is not a Kenyan. What are the Gemara talking about? To tell me that most doesn't work, I've been mekabel that most doesn't work. But where in lies that jump of the Gemara, that bridge of the Gemara, that most doesn't work, and therefore Mashiach works? Mashiach doesn't exist according to Rabbi Yochanan. There's no such thing as a Kenyan Mashiach. Rabbi Yochanan never heard a Kenyan Mashiach. And to turn the question about on Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish says, you want to buy with Mashiach? That's great if you're buying from Grand Essex. You're buying from Liberato? You can't do that. Lamisech Ksiv. So therefore, don't do Mashiach. Do fill in the blanks. Why is the blank Maos? Why does the Gemara Becher say the blank is Maos? Why isn't the blank standing ahead and doing jumping jacks? That'd be pretty hard to do, standing on your head and doing jumping jacks at the same time. Why? Same time. Not in there. Why doesn't that follow? Why is doing Kesef make any more sense than doing jumping jacks according to Jacques? Kesef is a Shkin Kenyan also. It's also not a Kenyan. I didn't say what I'm saying, everybody's saying. There's something missing in the Gemara. There's some point that we don't get. Why does the non-validity of a Jewish Kenyan translate to mean take Rabbi Yochanan, take Rish Lakish, take the other person's Kenyan? So what do you see from this Gemara? It's clear as day from this Gemara. That when Rabbi Yochanan says that Mashiach is not kinda, Rish Lakish says that moles are not kindness. What do you see from here? What do you see from here? It's not that Rabbi Yochanan never heard of Mashiach. It's not that Rish Lakish was ever gairis moles. Kuli amalei pligi, these are two potentially viable kinyanim. In theory, Metalklin could have gone either way. It wouldn't have been so terrible to purchase Metalklin either to Mashiach or Moshe. Both of Yechon and Shlokesh agree, these are on the radar screens. These kinyanim exist, at least in the world of theory. Now, the Torah's Keveya, not everything that works in the world of theory works in the world of practice. So the Torah now tells us, anytime you buy potatoes, either from Yankel Shmero or from Liberato, in theory, you could have done either Moshe or Mashiach. Either one would have been a logical method of acquisition. The Torah is Keveya, and when you buy between Jews, it's through X. According to Yechon, X is Moshe. What are three Mekeiris? According to Mishlokish, X is Mashiach, because that's how he dashed the possibility of Misecha. But it's not that Y is off the radar screen of the grammar. Y doesn't work here. La Misecha teaches me Y doesn't work. But Kum Tegzir Sekos of La Misecha says, the parsha ketanim are different for garbage. Why, conceptually, rationally, philosophically, I have no idea. But that's what it says in the Chumash. Lamisecha ksiv. Lamisecha just tells me, okay, don't try to buy potatoes by doing jumping jacks, because that's not a Kenyan. It's a Chum. It's not a Kenyan. It's not a Maisa. You can't make a Lamisecha. Can't force you to make up a new Maisa Kenyan. What Lamisecha does is, it gives validity to one over the other. The other one goes in the back burner, but it comes back to life in the absence of Abisecha. That's clear as day for the Gemara. But now you have to fine-tune this pshat. Why do you have to fine-tune this pshat? Because what you really have to do is now prove to me that what I said is correct, that Rabbi Yechanan also is Geiris Mashiach as a Kenyan, and Rish Lakish is Geiris Mos as a Kenyan. Because if that piece of information is not true, then everything I just said is not true either. So you have to show, you have to prove, I want some proofs now, that what I just said is correct. That in the worldview of Rabbi Yechanan, Mashiach is also a Kenyan. In the worldview of Rish Lakish, Mos is also a Kenyan. That's easy. Come on, who can fill this in for me? Fill in the gaps for me. Start with the easy one. According to Rish Lakish prefers Kinyan Mashiach. Bottom line, Biyad Mesecha teaches that you have the Kinyan Mashiach. But I still agree Moses is a something, and it's going to be used for Goyim. How did Rish Lakish know Moses is a something? What's the marker that Moses is a something? What's the answer? What's the marker that Moses is a something? The same occurs Rabbi Yechanan gave. Namely, Pidgin Hekdesh. Rish Lakish also bought into Pidgin Hekdesh. Right? Evid Ivri, Rish Lakish also bought into Evid Ivri. The Svar of the Ramban, Rish Lakish also had good Svaras. So Rish Lakish agrees, B'ikaron, that Rabbi Yechanan, right, that Mos is a good mechanism. It really should have worked. There's only one word that trumps all of the above. What's that one word? Two words. Miyad Misech Ksiv. Because miyad, davar, nikna miyad, liyad, Rish Lakish saw on the word miyad that means Mashiach. So we prefer Mashiach. I don't mean the prefer lechetchila. I mean, the Torah is keveya, Mashiach as the kinyan, midderaisa, for kinyan metaltalin, at the expense of all of these gevaldik asvaras. But the gevaldik asvaras, these three bekaras, are not meaningless according to Rish Lakish. They are brought, they have a tchias amazing, they're brought back to life when? When do these three Makaris now have a Tchis HaMesim in a case of what? Goyim. That's how the Sugya reads according to Reish Lakish. Ramash reads like a child. But according to B'Yechanan, the Sugya doesn't read smooth at all. Why doesn't the Sugya read smooth according to B'Yechanan? Kimshichah doesn't exist according to B'Yechanan. What's the mocha of a Kimshichah? What, Miyara Misecha? That's the mocha? It's a bad mocha. You know why? Because if that really, if Rabbi Yochanan teached the pasuk like Reish Lakish, then he should have come to the same conclusion as Reish Lakish, that Miyana Misecha should have trumped the three Mekairis for Kinyan Mos. So from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan did not accept Mashiach as a Kinyan between Jews, Zeman Fendo, you see from Miyah that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Kinyan Mashiach is on the radar screen. If Kinyan Mashiach is not on the radar screen, then we have a problem. If it ain't on the radar screen, then it's not fundamentally different than catch this equation. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Mashiach is not all that different than what? What am I going to put here? What did I say? The guy was standing on his head, doing jumping jacks. It doesn't mean anything. It's a non-entity. So what does the Gemara mean? According to Shlokesh, I understood. By Goyim, we fall back into Kinyan Kesef, because Kinyan Kesef has good, strong sources. According to B'Yechon, there's no such thing as Kinyan Mashiach. So what's about falling back on him for Goyim? No, Rabbi said, what do you see from here? Gvaldiki Yisayid. What do you see from here? That even what? Even Rabbi Yechanan has to concede that Kinyan Mashiach is on the radar screen in HaTorah. Prove to me it's on the radar screen in HaTorah. I want you to prove to me. Prove to me, forget what I just said now. Prove to me on your own that Rabbi Yechanan must concede that Kinyan Mashiach is something that the Torah itself addresses. The Torah recognizes the existence of Kinyan Mashiach. I want you to ask me a kasha and give me a test to prove to me that that's true. I threw a little Tysus in an Avodah Zarah. Anyone saw it? Didn't put it on? I threw it in somewhere, no? Know what it is? I want to give you a gift. I want to give you this jacket as a gift. You don't have to pay for the jacket. I'm going to give it to you as a gift. Matana. Does the Torah recognize the transferring of property through Matana? Yeah, of course it does. How do you do that? How do I give matana? What makes it my property and now become your property? The nafkamin is ladin on the level of their isa. So the marshal, sukkah is coming up. Kach tam lachem b'yom rishon. A luv nesek has to be lachem. If I own a luv nesek, it's mine. If I give it to you as a gift, it's now yours. You're yaitzim and I tell you with that luv nesek. If I own a ring and I give it to you and you use it, I give it to you as a gift and you use it in mekadesh and isha, she's mekadesh, she's benatera, there's an isa losinaf. So the nafkamin is the chiyuv misas based in, which are predicated on the assumption that a matana meant something. So there's no question that there's a hilchas matana in the Rambam. There's a dinim of matana. There's a section in Shulchan Aruch HaShemish called hilchas matana. So the concept of matana is a Torah concept. How do you do that? How do I give you a matana? According to Rabbi Yochanan, how do you give matana? Anyone have any suggestions? By giving kesef? That's a lousy matana. It must be Mashiach. By default, it's Mashiach. It's got to be Mashiach, according to Rabbi Yochanan. There's no question it's got to be Mashiach, according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's right. Listen, but as I write, it's the milsip sheet ad noid. It must be Mashiach. I challenge you. What's the mocher? What's the mocher for Mashiach by Matana? What do you think the answer to that question is? What's the mocher for Mashiach by Matana? It has to be, because there's nothing else available. What would be the possible mocher? How do you give him a matana? Which Rishon here is smiling? Rashi is searching for Makairis. Rashi can't have any kidding take place that he has an ironclad pasuk in Chumash. So Rashi's got to dig up a pasuk in Hektesh and say that's the mocker for Kinyon. The Rif says we need an ironclad pasuk in Chumash. Got to have an evidence. What did the Ramban say? You don't need psukim, you don't need ironclad psukim, you don't need no psukim. How do you transfer ownership in halacha? What's the method of Kinyana that the Torah is going there? Whatever's done, the Svar B'Alma. This is almost reminiscent. It's so close to what? This is almost like the Situmta of the Dvar Avram, the Chalipin of the Dvar Avram. We said that Svar by Kinyan Chalipin. We said, remember we said, there's Pasha Kinyanim, there's objective Kinyanim, and then there's Situmta, then there's Chalipin. What did the Ramban just tell us? Could be there's no objective kinyanim. There's just kedarech kinyanim chisimku, kedarech kinyanim kaitim zemizeh. If that's the case, that the mokor for kmos minat Torah, it makes a deraisa difference who owns this property is based on kederech hakinyanim. I'm going to change a word here. Instead of kederech hakinyanim, what should I call it? Kederech what? Kederech matanas. I didn't give him matana. You give it to him, sir. That's it. Once I give it to him, it's his. Finished. If I take it back again, that's what called in halacha what? Give it to him, take it back. You didn't give it. You can't do that. You give it to me. You gave it to finish. You walked away, but it's his. Done. The deal's finished. So Rabbi Sai, what we're suggesting now is that even in the world view of Rabbi Yochanan, there is Mashiach. It's just that when you have the possibility of dollars and cents, when you have the possibility of most, i.e. you're in the realm of Mechiras, then there's a certain halakhas that trump Mashiach. Either the Gzeres HaKosov of Hekdesh trumps Mashiach. The Gzeres HaKosov of Ivri, Kavachem of Ivri trumps Mashiach. Or the fact that once there's Kesef, then the Kederach HaKinyon becomes a Kesef rather than the Maton, rather than the Mashiach. But to say that Rabbi Yechon wasn't Geiris Mashiach, that's not a true statement. Rabbi Yechon was Geiris Mashiach. Once we now ascertain that Rabbi Yechon is Geiris Mashiach, what are we much more comfortable with in the Gemara in Bechairis? The Gemara says, I want to know how to buy from, what was the guy's name again? What was the store, the bodega? Liberato, I was going to say Liberato, okay. Liberato, an L. Liberato, I want to go buy the potatoes from Liberato. How do I do it? So I start to think, is it Kesef? It can't be Kesef because he's a goy, Liberato. It must be another Kenyan that usually, what's the other Kenyan? Standing on my head, that's not a Kenyan. Doing somersault, that's not a Kenyan. No, doing jumping, that's not a Kenyan. Mashiach, oh, das is a Kenyan. Now, true, it doesn't usually work by cases of Mechir, that's true, but at least the Kenyan, at least it makes sense, it's on the radar screen, it's not the same as standing on your head, it's not the same thing, it's a Kenyan, even if it's a Yechon, and therefore it's not going to work by Goyim. Wow, but who here read the Gemara Mechiris? You have to say all this. If you don't say this, the Gemara, the Chiluv Etzav doesn't make any sense. So again, so this was the whole Gemara that Tosfos got all wild, riled up about in Kedushin of Kenyan. Tosfos said, you see from this Gemara that Kenyani Yisrael, Kenyani Akam are so radically different from one another. So what happened to Chalipin? How can it be that Chalipin works for both? That was the underlying question of Tosfos, and Agamar says Chalipin does work for both. Because Tosfos thought that, the Iri didn't think that. But Tosfos thought Agamar says Chalipin does work for both. Hayitachin, it's against the Pasuk of Lamisecha. And Lamisecha is the driving force of the Gemara in Bechairis. So again, we just gave a little bit more. We fleshed out the Gemara a little bit. But that Gemara in Bechairis was the Gemara that prompted Tosfos Kasha.
Salik,
wow, it's too complicated for me. Well, Ramban disagrees with this Taisus. Ramban and Bamatzi disagree, but not for now. We just presented the sugya the way Taisus in Bechairis does, but Ezer says Kedusha looks at the sugya. Does anyone really care when I buy something from a goy? I mean, come on, between you and me, Liberato's about to take me to a din Torah. You know, I go into the store, give him his cash, gives him potatoes. He's happy, I'm happy. Show him Yisrael. Or Yisrael and others. I mean, and on Liberato's. Who really cares whether I officially acquired this item or not? Anyone wonder why this sugya appears in the second parak of Bechairis? Why isn't it in the middle of Bavitzia? So the answer is, the most important nafkamina ladina, whether this item belongs to a Jew or a goy, is an nafkamina for what? For Bechor. Because the din is kadosh licho Bechor, peder v'nei Yisrael. If you own an animal, hasn't given birth yet, has a firstborn male, you're in trouble. Now, in the olden days, you're not in trouble. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah of bringing your korban to Beis HaMikdash. But with Man Hazeh, you're in trouble because you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The animal is still kadosh, even a chutzlar. We spoke about this a little bit before. And you're up the creek. So therefore, the Gemara and Bechairis and Tais, the old Rishonim, strongly recommend that you should circumvent this problem. You should sell the brother before it gives birth. Thereby, at least, even if you don't sell the entire animal, part of the animal, it's a whole sugya. How much of the animal? It's considered to be shutfus of akum, and therefore the whole din b'chor doesn't apply. So that is adi yamazeh. That's what we practice. That's what we do today. Someone just told me that they, in the middle of arranging another b'chiras b'chor, they own a couple of goats, and they're upstate or something, and they realize that one of them is, I think, going to have a baby soon, so they have to do a little bit of mechiras b'chor. So this happens every once in a while, you have some mechiras b'chor. So Rabosai, how do you sell to a guy? What's the mechanism? So comes to come up with this whole discussion. Most Mashiach, most Mashiach, back. So comes Tosis in Bechairis. Comes Tosis in Avedizar. I think I put the Tosis on in Avedizar, if I'm not mistaken. And took this Gemara with the utmost seriousness. Namely, we better figure out precisely which kinyan to use. Because if we goof, we're going to have an issue with the Araisa of Kutcher Machutz running around. We're going to have all kind of serious, serious problems running around. We have Shkati Chutza Shailas, we're going to have Losab Mechosha Recha Shailas, we're going to have Asiyas Mumin Shailas. It's going to be one big disaster. So we better make sure we get this right. So Taisa says, you know, let's read the Gemara really carefully and figure out which Kenyan should we make. Should we make a Kenyan Meshicha? Should we make a Kenyan Bos? And what does it ultimately boil down to, says Taisa? What's the bottom line? Should we make a Kenyan Kesef or a Kenyan Meshicha? What's the answer? It all depends on what? Do you paskin like who? Like Rabbi Yochanan or Rish Lakish? That's the only thing that it matters. Are you a Rabbi Yochanan man or a Rish Lakish man? That's all that matters, says Taisus. So how do we paskin? Whatever works for Jews ain't going to work for Goyim. So how do we paskin? So says Taisus, you won't believe it, but there's Machlek is a Rishonim, how to paskin. What do you mean Machlek is a Rishonim? What's the Shaila? If you were a Rishon writing a Sefer Pesach Halach, how would you paskin? Who? Yeah, everyone follows Rabbi Yochanan. We only follow Rish Lakish 3 times. Come on, the 4th pack of Yavamos. 3 times, Hakom ago, we follow Rish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. As great as Rish Lakish was, we follow Rabbi Yochanan just about all the time. This is not, happens not to be one of those three. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, as a Gemara of Mitzia, Rava seems to support Rish Lakish. And that throws a monkey wrench into this whole thing. Because once one of the later Amoraim, someone as prominent as Rava, sides with Rish Lakish, that's a whole different world in terms of Pesach. Maybe there should be an exception to the rule. Now, it's not clear that Rava even saw Lakish, because those who saw the Gemara Mitzia. So Rava says, well, Kromas Nisim Seyel Eile Rish Lakish. Rava says that there seemed to be Mekairis to support Rish Lakish, but Rava didn't come out outright and say Hilchasak Rish Lakish. So therein creates a suffix in the Rishonim, but should we go back to the regular rules of Halakha Rabbi Yochanan? Or maybe we should shy away from that rule and veer towards following Rava, because Rava seems to be siding with Rish Lakish. Seems, not 100%. So bottom line, it's Mechonikis Rishon, Mechonikis Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. So when it came to 2 Jews buying things, Rashi says, we pass like Rish Lakish. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. And whatever they say by what? By Jews, now flips for Goyim. So it comes out according to Rashi. See, if we get straight according to Rashi, we usually follow Rish Lakish. So Mashiach by Jews, how do you buy things between Jews and Goyim? Mos. Right? According to Rabbi Natan, Pasuk like Rabbi Yechanan, Mos between Jews, Mashiach between Goyim. Tosus throws the hands up, Maseches Berezar, listen, the clock is ticking away. The animal's in labor already. Contractions are coming quickly, and we still haven't decided how to sell this animal. If we don't sell this animal before the head comes out, we're up the creek. So quick, do something. Help. Which kinyan should you do? Rashi says one. Tam says the other. What do you do? Says Tysus. You have to do both. So what do you do? So we have to give money quick. The mother's pushing already. Give him money. Mashiach, pick this animal up in the middle of the lab. Do something. Kesef and Mashiach. You think you're laughing at me. You're laughing. There were tshuvas. And then some more tshuvas written about all kind of cases where they forgot to do this kidney and they did this kidney, and then all of a sudden the mother's giving birth, and then the guy's running from his farm to go to the barn to go to it. Bishka tshuva and Hilchas Bechairis has pages of tshuvas about all these cuckoo cases about people who forgot to do the right kidney. So we pass it, Shachar can't do both. Because we're not really sure who's right in the original machlekes from Yechon Shlachish. But one thing is clear as day, says Taisus. The Taisus says it in Kedushin, the Taisus says it in Becheiris, and the Taisus says it in Abedizar, and Taisus in Bamatia. Every place the sugi appears, in any shape or form, Taisus says one thing. Whatever the answer to the Rabbi Yechon Shlachish original machlekes is, flip it over on its head, Legabe Goyim, because Taisus believed in one word. The word of this entire sugya is La Amisecha, as it says Beferish in Maseches Bechatos. Anyone open up a Rambam? So the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yechonah. Okay, you can't hold it against the Rambam. Tvatermos Kainis. Kabbalik. Goodbye with Kesef. I'm going to tell you goodbye with Kesef. And then the Rambam writes a little bit later on when he talks about Hilchos Bechoros, about buying animals for the purposes of Bechor between Jews and Goyim. What does the Rambam write? What's the moment of truth? Kesef. We just spent an hour showing you that La Misecha changes the rules. How could the Rambam paskin Kesef legabe two Jews? How could you say that you buy potatoes from Granite Essex with Kesef and the same potatoes from Liberados with Kesef? It can't be. You want to be a Rabbi Yechonah ben Zolzan. You want to be a Shlokesh ben Maskin. You want to have both. You want to have both your money and your money in both cases. That undermines the entire sugya. This is against the whole Taisus. What's the answer? You know what the Rambam says? That entire sugya in Bechiris, that whole, the whole three lines in the Gemara in Bechiris, that worked with the assumption of La Misecha, that the dinim are different. It took us an hour to explain how does that phenomenon work. Remember he said that it's such a strange thing, we don't really understand. They're like, why should it be? It doesn't. I understand why the Gemara don't have Shabbos, but why don't they have Mashicha? The whole thing didn't make any sense to us. And it caused such tzaras that we had explained that even Rabbi Yechonah has kinyan on the back burner, Rishon Lezion has his kinyan on the back. So much, in one fell swoop, the Rambam says, I don't want to say we wasted a time. Says the Rambam, there's no such drasha la misecha. Who said this drasha la misecha? Who? Who made up this drasha la misecha? Who? Who made it up? The Gemara says. Yeah, the Gemara made it up. Says the Rambam, turn the page in the Gemara. And so the Magmish says, turn the next page in the Gemara, Maseches Bechoros, and you'll see that all of a sudden the Gemara has other drushes from the word la misecha. Some details about Hilchos Hanah, maybe there's not enough of Goyim, the different. You know, and there are whole series, there are other drushes that are learned from La Misecha. You know what the Rambam saw in the Hemshecha Gemara? That once the Gemara discovers La Misecha does, it's not all cracked up what we thought it was. The word La Misecha probably doesn't even mean what we thought it meant. Guess what? You won't believe this one. Says the Rambam, there are no differences in Parshat Kidah between Jews and Goyim, which is exactly what conceptually we thought it should be. That we were more comfortable with that position anyway. That's what we thought it was supposed to be. Remember we said an hour ago, we said we don't even understand why any of this is true, but we had such a muna because Chazal said La Misecha, we were mevatel datein and nasev and nishma ever shan we were mevatel datein lefnei dasem afam. But in the heart of hearts we didn't really understand it. The Rambam says the heart of hearts was right because it's not true. The Rambam says there's no such trust. La Misecha, the whole thing is not exist. There's no such trust, no such din, and therefore Kesef is good. Kesef is good for Jews, for Goyim, Liberato, Renes, it's all the same thing. Wow. Of course, if the Rambam is writing a Perush of Maseches Kedushin, which would he not have asked? He wouldn't have asked Taisus Kash. That would have been a really silly Kasha. Taisus asked, hey, how can the Gemara talk about Kinyan Chalipin? Kinyan Chalipin doesn't work for Goyim because it works for Jews. So the Rambam says, so? But wait a second, but it works for Goyim, it works for Jews, how can it work for Goyim? We're not Lami Secha. The Rambam would say, so? Irrelevant, totally irrelevant. There is no Drasha. So you have to understand, when you read a Taisus in Kedushin of Gimel, you have to understand that Taisus is asking a question from their vantage point. Because Bali Taisus took the Gemara Lamisecha as a maskona. The Bali Taisus in of Edizara worked with this Gemara. The Bali Taisus in Shas, as Paiske Halacha, worked with this Gemara, worked with the Drush Lamisecha to discuss what do you do with the fact that Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam disagree with how to pass the Rechem Shlomish. The Bali Taisus couldn't sleep nights because they couldn't figure out how to way to sell Bechor because they weren't comfortable just giving cash. You have to do Kesef and Mashicha, and they turned the world upside down. They created a two model Kinyanim, and then a third Kinyan, and a Rush, and a this. And that. We'll get to hopefully a Sugya is developed about other Kinyanim between Jews and Goyim. But because Taisus took that Gemara Lamisecha as the Maskara, that's the truth, nothing but the truth. Therefore, they were bothered with this Kasha by Chalipin. Now, again, the Me'iri thought there was a good Kasha, not such a good Kasha. But just appreciate that Taisus and the Me'iri, any Rishon who's asking this Kasha, is prefacing the Kasha on the assumption Lamisecha is really what's carrying the day. The Rambam ignored the whole thing. Let me say, that was a nice, cute havamina. Done. Turn the page. If you give it's done. It goes up in smoke. So again, we didn't get to Taisus Teretz yet. We just have to appreciate it. It took us an hour and 10 minutes to appreciate Taisus Kasha. But hopefully in the process we understand a little bit more about Kinyanim. We got a Rashi, we got a Taisus, we got a Shlach, we got a lot of stuff flying around, which is hopefully going to help us, the sugyas, develop even more. But let's appreciate Taisus Kasha, where it came from. Hopefully with Shem tomorrow, we'll try to analyze what Taisus Teretz was, that Chalip and Samah was not governed by Lamisecha. Why that should be, Sisri Torah, we'll get to that hopefully with Shem tomorrow.